Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about go for a repo heavy equipment to get them cheap. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. There are basically two to three ways to get your heavy equipment at a cheaper rate. The first one is to buy used machines that was with one owner for a long period of time and then went on to the other and then now again getting resold to you. You know, it's basically secondhand. So when heavy equipment changes hands, the price diminishes. This is one of the scenarios. However, if the first scenario, the quality of the machine is not all up to date or up to the mark, and you feel that it's better that you go for something that works faster than this, heavy equipment that are faulty are also sold at a cheaper rate. The owner of the heavy equipment, for some reason, do not want to spend on the fixture of the machine and therefore will like to sell at lesser price so that the prospect buyer can take on an onus to the change the parts that have ceased to work and get it up and running. This was a second scenario, and it is also accepted by people who have technical know-how of the machine. Res does not want to get themselves involved into this. You know, a lot of people don't. I mean, some do, some don't. Depends on what you want. The third and probably the most accepted scenario is buying heavy equipment from banks at a cheaper rate, which is cheaper price. Now, the question is from when the banks started selling heavy equipment. Well, they are not here to sell the construction equipment, but are bothered by getting their money back by selling the items at a dirt cheap price. What ideally happens is they sell repo machines. The heavy equipment whose monthly installments are not paid and the primary owner of the machine also does not have any intention to pay the money are repossessed by the banks who auction it so they can make up the cost of selling it in the open market. Are there any buyers for repo construction equipment? Well, there are plenty of people. Are plenty of contractors, plenty of heavy equipment rental houses, construction companies who are always on hurt of such deals. They have their men working in close nexus with the guys in the repo team who inform them about such machines and when a bank will auction them off. Once they get the news about the auction, they keep the money ready and keep it in mind to go out there and inspect the machines. They know that they have to be there with the money and to bag the deal. Some contractors even have tie-ups with banks who facilitate the machines at a cheaper price. They obviously take some cut from the deal. This may be as per of the guidance of the bank, but things happen and this is how it works out. And almost all the kind of heavy equipment can be repossessed by bank as long as they are not paid by the owner. Many times, in order to save the machine from getting a repo, people take another loan with a higher interest rate and pay the dues. But that can have strong repercussions on them as they have to end up paying more to the other lender, you know? Get your mind on straight and do it right so your machines won't get repoed. Again, if you got any questions, give me a call at 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.